The collusion allegations could hardly be more serious. Last night's BBC Panorama programme shone a light on the actions of security force agents and informants within loyalist and republican terror groups. Former police ombudsman Baroness Nuala O'Loan said state agents were allowed to get away with murder. One of the cases featured on the programme last night was the LVF killing of the Sunday World journalist Martin O'Hagan in 2001. Panorama revealed that the O'Hagan family have now put up a £50,000 reward for information on the murder. Martin's brother, Fintan, is with us this morning. Good morning to you, Fintan.
Good morning, Stephen.
Nice to talk to you. Thank you for doing so.
Yes, thank you.
What's your reaction to last night's Panorama programme?
We've been aware of this here for a long time, but to see it on TV was shocking. You know, to see it in such depth was shocking. And I could take this opportunity to thank Dara and Brona and their team for doing a...
Dara McIntyre, the reporter on the show.
Yeah, it a really balanced, smashing job. It showed really what we've been saying. Myself and my brothers and sister have been saying for 13, 14 years, you know, It wasn't about religion. It wasn't about politics. It was about a failed policy within the security forces. And it's been shown last night to have failed miserably.
So what are you saying here? What are you are saying happened with your brother?
Well, obviously he was murdered by people who were in the employ of the security forces. And I'd just like to make it plain, Stephen, that myself, my brothers, my sister, we have supported the police. We have supported the police right through this year. We need, for a shared future, we need a good police force, and we have supported them. But the police now need to support us. They need to show us. They need to... I firmly believe and have believed this year with all my experiences, with dealing with different bodies and with running the brick walls. I firmly believe that I support the PSNI. We support the PSNI. Make it clear about that. I have met some marvellous people. And in fact, I'm meeting a retired policeman this morning for breakfast, who led the case for a period of time.
Sorry to interrupt, but you cannot be sure that the security forces protected the killer. Killers of your brother. You can't be sure, can you?
No doubt there is an element within 25 years ago when collusion hit the headlines, people couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. But as things have transpired, there is an element within the police, and it's not within the police, i.e. special branch. It is an element exerting force upon the police, i.e. MI5, some security element is exerting force upon the police or within the police to protect these people. There is no doubt. These people, as Nuala O'Loan, and, you know, like she is, this comes from the heart of the state. Nuala O'Loan, former ombudsman, she called these people serial killers, and they are serial killers. These people have been involved in countless murders.
Yeah, but if serial killers, serial killers is one thing, as shocking and as brutal as that is. But if you are right, if the forces of the state, if our security forces are protecting serial killers, now that is shocking. Out loud as a question. Surely not, Fintan.
I've been saying it for a while. Now Nuala O'Loan saying it. Now the BBC saying it. Now Stevens has said it. You know, it's out there. It's the states admitting it. The people know it. It's like, you know, anywhere else in the UK or Ireland, anywhere else in the Western world, if the state, the government, the security service had unleashed murderous psychopaths on the population, you know, there would be an outcry. it's not even headline news here or in the England, or it's as if.
Well, no, it was headline news last night. I saw a report by our Ireland correspondent.
If you look at the headlines this morning, you know, anywhere else in Western Europe or in America, if the government had unleashed murderous villains upon the population, you know, Britain would be withdrawing their diplomats. Britain would be, they'd be pulling their hair out. But it's happening here. It's been happening for 35, 40 years. And it's just become, it's nearly as if we've become immune to it. And, you know, people don't realise how bad it is until it actually, you know, every murder in the north of Ireland, every murder was wrong. Every murder was senseless. No murder furthered anybody's political aspirations. It was all a complete waste. But when you find out and you become aware that not only was it a complete waste, but the state who's supposed to protect its people was aware of it, was in some cases complicit in it, that's scary, Stephen. That's frightening.
And Fintan, the police would point out, the PSNI would point out, the Chief Constable, George Hamilton, would point out that they hunted down LVF killers, that they put some of its leaders behind bars, Billy Wright being a prime example.
Yeah, well, and congratulations to the PSNI and to the Chief Constable and any results that they've had in taking any murderers off the street. I fully back them in that, or fully applaud them in that, but there's still murderers on the street. There's still murderers living within a couple of miles of me. There's, you know, it needs to be looked at more closely. The police need to be allowed. As I've said, Stephen, I support the police. In general, I support myself, my brothers, my sister. We support the PSNI.
Stephen,
just let me finish. But the PSNI need to be allowed to do their job without hindrance of the securocrats or the dark force within the police.
How can you still, Fintan, support the PSNI? How can you still support the PSNI if you believe his killers, your brother's killers, are being protected by elements within the security forces?
There is.
How can you do that?
We need a police force, but there is an element either in the police force or exerting force on the police force. This element needs to be taken out. The failed policy of running agents, covering, you know, protecting them, it's a failed policy for 35, 40 years. It needs to be abandoned. We need a better way of doing things. There is better ways of doing things, and, you know, the police need to look at this. The police need to shake off. They need to shake off the elements that's holding them back, and that's basically holding the whole country back, because the country can't move forward whilst the police are being shackled like this, bureaucrats are calling the shots.
Fintan, you're sounding very confident this morning. Mm. How much is this hurting? What's happened to your brother,
Stephen,
and what you believe has happened, you know, to his killers?
Nobody understands. Right through the Troubles, I myself and all right-thinking people paid lip service. When somebody was killed, you paid lip service, you said, that's awful. And you meant it, and people meant it. Right-thinking people meant it. But you don't understand. Nobody understands until it happens to them. It happens to their family. Now, what I have felt, the pain I have felt, the pain my brothers have felt, my sister, Martin's wife has felt 10 times worse. Martin's children have felt it 10 times worse. May every single person who lost somebody in the Troubles felt this, feels this, and it's bloody awful. But can I just say, my mother, Maury O'Hagan, my mother died in torment 3 years after R. Martin was murdered. We couldn't even mention Martin's name in front of her. She died in torment. My father died a couple of years later.
Tormented that his killers hadn't been caught?
Tormented that her eldest son had been brutally murdered. For no reason. For no reason whatsoever. He'd been brutally murdered and she was tormented over it. She died. The last years of her life were awful.
Presumably, Fintan, it didn't help your mother that you all believed that his killers were being protected by the state?
Stephen, if I'm honest, I think her pain had went beyond that. Her pain had went beyond, her pain had went beyond logic. You know, and I'm not saying it's just my ma, I'm saying it's everybody's ma. Everybody who died, their ma was tormented.
Tell me about Martin.
Martin, he could be controversial, there's no doubt about that, he's controversial, but he was brave, he was brave, you know, nearly the foolhardiness, he didn't let nothing scare him, hold him back, he just got on with things, and he would have become, if he had been allowed, I know he was getting involved in the NUGN stuff, and he would have become a great journalist if he had been allowed, and his heart was in the right place. But can I just say, Stephen, while I have the chance, on the subject of the reward...
This is the £50,000 reward your family is putting up.
£50,000 of Woken Men's money. You know, we're Woken Men, and my brothers and my sister, we're scraping this together. We're in a situation now in our lives where we can afford, you know, we're on top of our mortgages and stuff, we can afford to scrape this together. But, you know, it's Woken Man's money. It's not easy money. But we have given the NUGA and the Sunday World, Martin's employers, we've given them the opportunity to add to this reward, you know, through our solicitors. So we're hopeful that this 50,000 will raise. We're hopeful it will raise significantly. And if anybody can, you know, there's bound to be people there who want away from that life, who want away from their past. And if they can give us either to us or the police, the PSNI, then give it to, sorry, not to us, but to our solicitor, Kevin Winter's office, or to the police, if they can give us information leading to jailing these people, the reward's theirs, and we'll be happy to give it. And please go.
Well, even this in itself, let's think this through. So you describe yourselves as working people.
Yes.
So you're putting together. Let's just think this through for one last second.
Yep.
You're scraping together all of your savings as a family to try to encourage people to find killers who you believe are being protected by the state. Like that in itself, you're right. It is, imagine that being said anywhere else in the UK.
Frightening. It's frightening. And, you know, I was watching the police constable, the police constable last night, and, I know that you know by his body language, his thing, he wants to do the right thing. And as I said earlier, you know, we've supported the police. Now it's time for the police to support us and the police to support the other people. Like, I knew the content of that programme, or I knew a lot of it, but it was heartrending when I watched that policeman whose wife was murdered, the people in Keensmill who were murdered, the people in the bookies. It was heartbreaking. The buck has to stop somewhere.
Fintan, I want to play to you. And by the way, if you want to pick up the phone about this morning, if you watched that BBC Panorama programme last night, you're listening to Fintan today describe the heartbreak, the heartache that's in his family after they lost his brother, Martin, in these circumstances. Fintan's just told us how his mother died tormented because she lost her eldest son. 08459 555 678. It just so happened, Fintan, that the Chief Constable George Hamilton was in the Nolan radio studio yesterday morning ahead of the Panorama programme being aired. But we knew it was coming out, so I did ask him about collusion and activities of security force informers and agents. Have a listen to what he said.
The former Ombudsman is saying that there were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these people who were informants, who were engaged in murder. That's not my understanding. My understanding is that there were hundreds, if not thousands, of lives saved through the work of informants and police, and in those days, army, working with those informants. I'm not saying that everything that was done to the standards of today, part of the problem is Nuala O'Loan has said in that, and I have the greatest respect for her as a former police ombudsman, but it was her job to investigate this stuff. And she's said in that people operated outside the rules. I would challenge that. It's not actually accurate. There were no rules. Stalker himself...
Of course there are rules. It was the law of the land.
Well, Stalker himself, back in the early 80s, said that there needed to be guidelines, there needed to be a framework for dealing with this sort of covert intelligence agent handling, and there was a lack of guidelines and rules in existence at that time.
If there were British security forces and agents and informants working inside paramilitary groups, killing people, was that not murder? Do you need new rules to describe that?
No, that's not what I'm saying, Stephen. Of course there were informants working within paramilitary groups being handled, being controlled by the police and, at that time, the military. Let's not lose sight of the fact that thousands of lives were saved as a result of this activity. I'm not going to try to defend the indefensible.
But you kind of are. That's the thrust of what you're saying this morning, isn't it? Are you defending
saying, where people have operated outside of the law, in other words, where people were involved in murder, that is never acceptable. Those people should be investigated. That was the job, if it was police officers involved in that, for the police ombudsman. There's no hiding place for anyone who operated outside the law.
There's no hiding place, he says, Fintan. What do you say to the Chief Constable this morning? Do you believe there is a hiding place? Do you believe these people will ever be caught?
I think this is the Chief Constables and the PSNIs, I think this is their opportunity. This is their opportunity to fix the mistakes made in their past. You know, it may not have been his mistakes, but he's in a position now where he can fix them. You know, it's so obvious that, you know, that the people in Morton's case are being protected. They're living the life of rock stars. They're heavily involved in drugs. They're driving fancy cars. They're a scourge. They're not just a scourge. They haven't just affected my family. They're a scourge on what you would call, I hate to use this terminology, but their own people. I know of three businesses that have closed down because of these people. I know of I know of people who's had their houses burned because they refused to give them protection money. And they're not doing this. They're not torturing. They're not asking protection money for the people of North Lurgan. They're asking it for people in their own areas. They're a plague upon. They're selling their own people drugs. There's been countless meth deaths in Lurgan, Banbridge. These people are behind the meth deaths. These people are selling the bad drugs to their own people. And
you're urging the police constable to go out and put this right.
Definitely. The police constable, this is his opportunity. This is his opportunity
Chief
to fix
constable.
Things. Fix things that were done in the past, that okay. Massive mistakes. He can fix it now. He can go on. You know, there is evidence there. That, you know, the police have told us there was a lack of evidence, but there is evidence and there is corroborating evidence. There is, in particular, you know, the retired policeman, and one retired policeman in particular has told me that one of these people, whilst he was being interviewed, he says, "I'm ready to talk," but he wasn't pursued. You know, hopefully this reward that we hope will be increased. Hopefully, this will maybe shake something up. Somebody wants to get away from them. Hopefully, this will help, and hopefully, the police will, if they get the opportunity, they will take it. If this reward helps, hopefully, the police will grasp it and take these people out of society, not just for us, but for the ordinary, good, decent people.
Okay. Fintan, thank you very, very much for spending some time with us this morning. Thank you.